You're listening to Vatican Radio. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Today we see children escaping from war. And in a media-savvy world, the images of these little ones fleeing from death and destruction reach us in real time in our homes. Victims of what Pope Francis has often described as a third world war in his endless appeals for peace, which seem to fall on deaf ears. Sadly, history repeats itself. As you'll hear in this programme, the appeals for peace of the Pope of the Second World War, Pius XII, also fell on deaf ears. But while in pre-media savvy days the images of death and destruction hardly reached anyone, sadly there were still plenty of children victims of that war. But stay tuned, as I'm about to bring you some Vatican Radio archive recordings in English of Pius XII and some of my archive interviews with the late Monsignor Carol Abbing. What you've just heard is a rare recording of children's clatter inside the Vatican, giving vent to their little voices. Over 2,000 street children yelled, "Viva il Papa!" Long live the Pope! After singing the Christus Vincit. It's not hard to envisage them, well-scrubbed, wide-eyed, totally unaware of breaking a centuries-old silence in the majestic hall of benedictions. And when the Pope is carried in on his great chair, their hands stretch out towards him and their little skinny bodies wiggle up the great columns, balanced perilously on wooden barricades, stand on windowsills. The date is the 10th of October 1945, and the Pope the children are trying to get closer to is Pius XII.
Avete già fatto la esperienza della vita. Avete conosciuto molte miserie e molte tristezze.
Speaking in Italian, this normally rather removed-looking Roman pontiff uses simple words to speak to these orphans of the war. You are very young, he says to them, yet you have already experienced the darker side of life. Many of you have never even known your parents, having lost them under the bombs.
Non pochi di voi probabilmente non hanno avuto la felicità di nascere e di crescere.
It was in the aftermath of heavy fighting marking the Second World War. And sadly, many of these children had not previously belonged to the homeless vagrants of the streets. They represented a new generation of little ones who bore in their undernourished bodies and their old men and women's ways the imprint of war. Fortunately for them, Monsignor Carol Abbing, better known as the Monsignor of the Shoeshine Boys, because of his work with these little ones, who shine shoes to survive, had taken their cause to heart.
He had children on the street, children who were really the victims of war, who today scare people. People are scared. One youngster said to me, you know, he said, I never asked anybody to come and kill my father. I asked everybody to drop a bomb on our house. So I didn't ask to come onto the street. And he said, yeah, no. He said, when I go down and people come in, someone's walking along, a woman, and then she suddenly look at me and she looks scared and she kind of draws aside.
But one person not to draw aside was Pope Pius XII. It was about them that he spoke over the airwaves of Vatican Radio to more fortunate children across the ocean, inspiring a chain of solidarity.
They are young boys and girls, just your age, and they too should be growing up happy and healthy. Instead, they are falling victims to dread disease. They are hungry. Some of them are starving, and many of them are going to die so very young.
And Pius XII also received them, the Shusha, as they call themselves, inside the Vatican. And listen to the children, some of whom stood barefoot before him.
Beatissimo padre, fame la miseria ci avevano gettato senza pietà.
We went up the Scala Regia. And it's so funny, these youngsters, they're touching the Swiss cars, you see. And so we get out there in the Aula delle Benedizioni, right above the entrance to St. Peter's. When the Holy Father came in, it was pandemonium. None of them came over the barriers, but they were standing on them, balancing on them, and touching out to him. And his hands, then he's leaning way, way out to touch their hands, you see. Holy Father wants to know, what do we call them? And I said, well, the Ragazzi della Strada. Well, he did not like that.
Boys from the streets, the Ragazzi della Strada.
Yes, he didn't. He thought that was, you know, derogatory. He thought that wasn't right, you see.
Pius XII may certainly have been right, but politically incorrect language was a concept far removed from the children themselves.
Fino a ieri eravamo I ragazzi delle strade e delle piazze di Roma.
Eager to meet this Roman pontiff who had taken such an interest in them. In their words, let's go and meet the Pope.
Andiamo dal Papa, abbiamo detto.
He who cares for us every moment of the day.
Andiamo da colui che giorno per giorno, ora per ora si interessa di noi.
Little did they know how effective Pope Pius XII's words in this radio message to Catholic charities in the United States were.
You have been made acquainted with the appalling condition of millions of the children, guiltless prey to the cruel, often unnecessarily cruel, aftermath of a war.
Helping spearhead a campaign to provide for them, Monsignor Carol Abbing's little shoeshine boys, or shusha. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.